The following is the Sunday Feast Lecture from Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 9, Text 22, given by His Divine Grace Srila Gaur Govind Swami Maharaj. Recorded on the 4th of November 1990 at New Govardhan Farming Community, Murwillumbah, Australia.
ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपं कदामयं ददाति स्वोपदान्ति वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सगुण रघुनाथनीतं तं सजीवं साधयितं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादं सगुण ललिता श्रीविशाखां हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेशो गोपिकाकान्तो राधाकान्तो नमस्तु तप्त कञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभान् प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय वाञ्छाकल्पतरुवेशो कृपासिन्धुवेवस्य पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदान्यायो कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णायो कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्नि गौर तुलसे नम जद्वैतं ब्रह्मपनिषदि तदप्यस्यतनुवा जात्मन्तर्ज्यामि पुरुष इति अस्यांशो विभव षडैश्वर्य पुरजयो भगवान् स स्वयमयं न चैतन्यात् कृष्ण जगति परतत्त्वं परमिह राधा कृष्ण प्रणय विकृति लादिनी शक्तिरस्म देकात्मना वपि भुवि पुरा देह भेदं गतौ तौ चैतनाख्यं प्रकट मधुना तद्वयं चैक्यमाप्तं राधा भाव द्वीति सुवलितं नौमि कृष्ण स्वरूपं चिरादतं निज गुप्त भीतं सो प्रेम नामामृतमत्युद आपामरं जो वितदार गौर कृष्णधनेभ्य स्तमं प्रपद्ये गौरो सच्चरितामृतामृत निधि गौरं सदैव सुवे गौरेण प्रदितं रहस्य वदनं गौराय सर्वं दधि आजानुलम्बित भुजौ कनकावदातौ संकीर्तनैकपितरौ कमलायता विश्वम्बरौ द्विजवरौ युगधर्मपादौ जगत्प्रियकरौ करुणावतारौ अनर्पितचरिञ्चिरात् करुणयावतीर्णकलौ समर्पयितुमुन्नतजलरसं स्वभक्तिश्रियं हरिपुरटसुन्दर द्वितीकदम्बसन्दीपित सदा हृदयकन्दरे स्फुरतु न सचिनन्दन श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्दो श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तो
श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य
प्रभु गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
Ramo, 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 Ramo.
విగ్రహాయ చైతన్య చంద్రాయ నమో నమస్తే చైతన్య చంద్రాయ నమో నమస్తే చైతన్య చంద్రాయ నమో నమస్తే చైతన్య చంద్రాయ నమో. ఇన్ దిస్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ హూ డాస్ ది గ్రేటెస్ట్ బెనిఫిషియల్ వర్క్ దట్స్ మై క్వశ్చన్. Who does the greatest beneficial work? Yes? Vaishnava. How do you know? Oh, your Guru Maharaj. Who is your Guru Maharaj? Sridhar Maharaj. He is a Vaishnava. He says, and you accept what he says, isn't it? Do you think what he says is correct? Why? Representative absolute truth. How do you know that? From scriptures you know it, isn't it? What scripture? What scripture? Quran and Bible.
Bhagavatam.
Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Vedic scripture. Isn't it? Vedic scripture. Why do you accept Veda? What Veda says is correct. Why do you accept it? Is it not incorrect? How to accept that what Veda says is correct? Why you accept it?
It's coming from the Supreme.
Yeah?
It's coming from the Supreme Lord.
Coming from Supreme Lord.
Incorrect.
In other words, you say what Supreme Lord says, that is correct. And that we must accept. We should not accept any other thing. Isn't it? What Supreme Lord says, that we will accept. It's true, not false. Correct, not incorrect. And we'll never accept what Supreme Lord doesn't say or any other authority says. We'll never accept. Isn't it? I have one question. The question is raised on this evidence, pramana tattva. Do you understand? Evidence. Vedic evidence means ved pramana, isn't it? And there are other evidences also, isn't it? Do you know how many types of evidences are there? You don't know. You know? Three? You know? Disciple of Sridhar Maharaj? No? Have not you heard from your Guru Maharaj? Has not he told you? Narada Muni? How many types of evidences are there? You don't know? You accept Srimad Bhagavatam, isn't it? The essence of all Vedic literature. Yes, Lagudi Prabhu?
Second sloka is Srimad Bhagavatam. Second sloka.
How many types of evidences are there?
Evidence are many, but only one type of
Bhagavatam.
Srimad,
yes?
Parish said the, I think the sixth words, Patanjali and Gautama and the different...
No. It is now we come to this conclusion. What Krishna says, what is a bona fide representative says, that we'll accept. Isn't it? That we come to this conclusion. Gautama Patanjali, Jaimini, Jagyavalka, they are not bona fide authorities. You understand? No. What they give, they are the imaginative philosophy, in other words, a tarkik mata, based on tarka, logic, material logic. You understand? So Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita says, tate soya darsana tattva nahi jani. Mahajana jai koya sei satya mani. You understand? Narada Muni. You read Chaitanya Charitamrita. How can you know this thing? Tate soya darsana tattva nahi jani. Mahajana jai koya sei satya mani. The soya darsana, six philosophies. And there are famous six philosophers, famous philosophers. And they have six famous philosophies. You understand? Jaimini, Kanado, Gautama, Jagyavalkya, Kapila, atheist Kapila. You understand? And last of all is Sri Vyasadeva. You understand? And except Vyasadeva, all those, many philosophers are there and many philosophies are there. But these six are famous. Out of these six, except Vyasadeva, these five, their philosophies is tarkik mata, based on mental logic. You understand? And I had already said this thing. You might have heard. In Mahabharata, Yudhishthira Maharaj has said, in answering the question of Dharmabhaka put asked four questions to Yudhishthira Maharaj, and one of them is Kahapantha. Do you know it? Narada Muni, you know? You don't know? Kahapantha, which is the way we have to follow. You understand? Many munis, many philosophers are there, and they have shown different ways. Isn't it? So we have this famous saying, nana munikar nana moto, joto moto, toto poto. You understand? Joto moto, toto poto. Many philosophers are there, and they have many philosophies, and they have some different paths. You understand? We are builder. Which path we have to follow? Give us one path. You understand? We are builder. Isn't it? So, Yudhishthira Maharaj answered. Yudhishthira Maharaj is a Mahajana. He's a great devotee. Sadhu, you understand? Tarko pratishto srutayo vibhinna nasa vrishijasyo matana bhinnam dharmasya tattva nihita guhaya mahajana jena gata sadantha. You understand? Yudhishthira Maharaj says this thing. Tarko pratishto srutayo vibhinna nasa vrishijasyo matana bhinnam dharmasya tattva nihita guhaya mahajana jena gata sadantha. Most important thing. Shruti means Veda. Do you understand? Shruti means Veda, which is received through hearing process. Shruti means hearing. Shruti means karna. One meaning is by ear. Do you understand? By hearing process is received this knowledge. So, one of the names of Veda is Shruti. If you put to logic and the conclusions, Vedic conclusions, then the Vedas will be different and different and different. Many logicians have many logics. Different logicians have different logics. Isn't it? Quoting one logic, they say, Vanimaan Dhumat. I have told you. Have you remembered this thing? You can remember. So, forgetfulness. Such forgetfulness. Vanimaan Dhumat. They say Anumana Pramana. Anuman means speculation. Imaginative. You understand? Pramana. The out of this Pramana Tattva, one is Anuman Pramana. You understand? So they put this logic. Vanimaan Dhumat. Where there is smoke, there is fire. This is logic. You understand? Lagudi Prabhu, you understand? Where there is smoke, there is fire. This is logic, isn't it? So from a great distance, the hill or mountain looks as if covered with smoke, so there is fire. This is the logic. You go to the mountain and find out whether there is fire. Huh? You see, though this mountain is not so far, still it is covered up like smoke. It looks like that, isn't it? Huh? It's too far, then completely covered up with it. Smoke. Smoky. It looks smoky. So, if this logic is correct, Vanimaan Dhumat, where there is smoke, there is fire. So is there fire? Go to that mountain and find out, is there fire? No fire. Then, how the logic is correct? How the logic is correct? Do you understand? So, anumana pramana nahe. That's not correct evidence. Do you understand? Gopinatha, that's a debated. That's evidence. Anumana pramana nahe. As we drew this conclusion, Mahajana tarko pratishtha sutaya vivinna nasa brusi jasya matana bhinnam. You understand? This is the principle followed here in this material world. If some muni or rishi gives some new philosophy, then he will be branded as muni. Yes, he has given something new. As for example, if some scholar, research scholar, submits some new thesis in the university, the examiners are there, they will examine it and find, oh, this is completely new. So they will award him doctorate, PhD, doctorate. You understand? Similarly, nasa prasija syomatama bhinnam. If any muni or philosopher will never give anything new philosophy, he cannot be branded as muni or philosopher. So, there are many philosophers and many philosophies. So, the Shruti, the Veda, as spoken by different philosophers, differently. But Vedas never say differently. In Srimad Bhagavad Gita, you'll find Krishna said, from whom Vedas has come. Vedas have come. Sarvecha Vede Ahangeva Vidya. Isn't it? Narada Muni. Sarvecha Vede Ahangeva Vidya. In all the Vedas, I am to be known. You understand? In all the Vedas, I am to be known. Krishna is to be known. One who knows Krishna, he knows all Veda. Because Veda comes from Krishna. You understand? In all the Vedas, Krishna says, I am to be known. Only Krishna is to be known. But so-called Vedic scholars, so-called Vedic scholars, you understand? There are many Vedic scholars, like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Prakashananda, Saraswati, Mayavadis. You understand? Nowadays you'll find Arjya Samaj, there is one Arjya Samaj, propounded by Dayananda Saraswati. Is it here? In Australia, I don't know. No. But in India, they are. Arjya Samaj. You understand? Started. The founder is Dayananda Saraswati. You understand? Have you heard his name? No. Yes. No. Arjuna Samaj. They are like these Mahabadis. And they are very proud that we know Veda. We are compiling Vedas. Do you understand? And they say, oh, in Krishna, in Vedas, there is no Krishna, no mention of Krishna. Swami, this is Veda, we have complied. Swami, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Swami. They say so. No mention of Veda. No mention of Krishna in Vedas. Do you understand? They cannot find how Krishna is there. Krishna says, Sarvecha Vedi Angiva Vedya. In all the Vedas, I am to be known. But they cannot find. You see? This is going on. Very dangerous thing. Therefore, Yudhishthira Maharaj says, Dharmasya Tattva Nita Guhaya Mahajana Jena Gata Sapanta. Tarko Pratishtha. By your mundane logic, or speculation, you cannot establish the Vedic truth. No. Tarko Pratishtha. Those who are bona fide Mahajanas, they know the real truth, Tattva. The Mahajanas ji nagata sapantha. Those Mahajanas have shown the path. And we must tread their footprints. This path shown by Mahajanas. That is safest path. Do you understand? Nirbhaya puntha, nirapad puntha. No danger in it. But if you follow this speculative path, then you will put into much danger. Do you understand? So, Shastra says, Mahajana says. Mahajana is Sadhu Mahajana, bona fide. And all the bona fide Mahajana, they speak from Shastra, Vedic scripture. So, Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of all Vedic scripture, every day we say it. And in Srimad Bhagavatam you will find there are spoken four types of proofs. Do you understand Lagudi Prabhu? In Srimad Bhagavatam it stated four types of proofs. Pramana Chatushtaya. Do you understand? Pramana Chatushtaya. Four types of proofs. What are they? You know? Yeah? No. Anumana, Aitiha, Pratyaksha, and Shruti Pramana. Do you understand? Srimad Bhagavatam says. Pramana Chatushtaya, four types of proof. Anumana Pramana, this is speculative process, imagination. Then, Aitiha Pramana, historical evidence. You understand? Mundane history. Then, Pratakya Pramana, that means by direct sense perception. You understand? As your motto is, seeing is believing. Seeing is believing, this is your motto. If I see with my own eyes, then I will believe. Otherwise, I won't believe. You understand? You are so proud of your eye. Do you understand? Then, fourth one is Shruti Pramana, Vedic evidence, Vedic proof. Do you understand? Out of these four proofs, Pramanera Madhya Shruti Pramana Pradhana. Do you understand? Pramanera Madhya Shruti Pramana Pradhana. Out of these four types of evidences, Vedic evidence is the chief evidence. Do you understand? The other three types of evidences may be accepted if they can be corroborated by Vedic evidence, otherwise not. Do you understand what I say? It is stated there in Srimad Bhagavatam is anavastha. The word anavastha is mentioned there in that word. Anavastha means we cannot put faith in it, unless it is corroborated by Vedic evidence. Do you understand? Yes, that's a fact. Every individual has his own speculation, one imagination, so maybe different. How can we be one? So Anuman Pramana, no. Then Aitiha Pramana, historical evidence, and you find so many Mundan historians are coming and giving so many historical facts. Even one historian comes and gives, oh, this civilization of this place was of 12th century. Do you understand? Then later on some other historian comes and says, no. From the latest investigation, it is now known that the civilization of this place is of 15th century. So, it's changing, isn't it? This is a fact. So how can we believe? This is correct. You understand? This is Aitiha Pramana. We cannot put faith. They are changing. Then third one is most important, is Aitiha, Pratakya Pramana. Oh, whatever I see, direct perception. Then I believe. Seeing is believing. The eye is the most important sense. If I can see, then I believe. You understand? Now this motto is there, seeing is believing. But you don't know. You are a conditioned soul. And your senses are defective. Isn't it? Karuna Patava. The conditioned soul has four defects. Brahma, Pramada, Vipralipsa, Karuna Patava. Isn't it? Narada Muni, you know it. Karuna Patava means defective senses. Do you understand? Senses are defective. It is not perfect. Then what you see, how do you know that this is perfect? This is defective. Take an example. Get a glass jar and fill it with water and put a straight stick into it. And ask the boy, how does it look? What will the boy say? It looks crooked. Isn't it? The stick is straight, but it looks crooked. Then, I say it is crooked, but is it true? No, stick is straight. But it looks crooked. Then how to say that what you see is correct? You're seeing is believing? That's a very simple example, isn't it? Take another example. You are moving in a fast moving train, sitting inside the compartment. You understand? The trees are standing beside the road. Look at the trees. You see, the trees are running very swiftly behind. Isn't it? Then seeing is believing. Oh, trees are running. I am sitting still. I am not running. Then? Oh, this proof is correct. You understand? All defective. So, Shruti Pramana, Vedic proof, is correct. Pradhan Pramana. You understand? Pradhan Pramana, Shruti Pramana, Vedic proof. The Veda comes from Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead. So what Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna says, what the bona fide representative of Krishna say, Vaishnavas, Mahajanas, that is correct. And we will accept it. Do you understand? My Guru Maharaj, my revered Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, went to Russia, Moscow. He met the famous professor, Mr. Katabhaksi. He had conversation, discussion with him. You understand? And they are on this. They believe this. Pradakya Pramana, what we see, seeing is believing. You understand? My Guru Maharaj said, no. Ved Pramana, what Ved says is correct. Take, as for example, in Vedas it is said, Praniro Asthi Vistha Upavitra. The stool of an animal and the bone of a dead animal, they are impure, Veda says, isn't it? If we go to pass stool, to the stool room, we take bath. Why? Because we become impure. Therefore we take bath, cleanse ourselves, purify ourselves. That's our process, isn't it? Otherwise you cannot enter into the deity room, cannot enter into the kitchen, cannot enter into the room, all your clothes, everything is impure now. Take bath, then it will purify. Because Vedas say, the stool of an animal and the bone of an animal is impure. And we accept it and that's a fact. But that Vedas says, Sunkha Gomaya. You see, conscious self, that's the bone of an animal. How it is pure and is there, lying. In the temple. You understand? It's not impure. And Gomaya, cow dung. It's very pure. Isn't it? We accept it. If some place is impure, smear cow dung, then it becomes pure. Isn't it? Because Vedas have said this thing. The Veda says, the stool of an animal and bone of an animal, impure. Again that Veda says, though conscious is the bone of an animal and cow dung is the stool of an animal, still they are pure. Vedavakya pavitra hoy. You understand? Vedavakya pavitra hoy. Veda says. You scientists, all right, take cow dung and examine it in your laboratory and find, is there any impurity? Is there any impurity? You'll never find. All your research will fail there. What is there? The cow dung. How Veda says, correct. You understand? Another thing. Another danger is there. Though Vedic proof is correct, Ved Praman, Sudhi Praman, Pradhan Praman, Chip proof, still there is one danger. As I say, so-called Vedic scholars, you understand, so-called Vedic scholars, these Mayavadis, Sarvam Bhattacharya, Prakashananda Saraswati, they are very great learned Vedic scholars. But they misinterpret Vedas. Isn't it? Misinterpret Vedas. They don't give the bona fide commentary. Their commentary is all imaginative commentary. You understand? Not bona fide. So that danger is there. As for example, you see, my Guru Maharaj says, they do word jugglery, sabdo kuhuka, word jugglery. Do you understand? My Guru Maharaj has mentioned this thing, isn't it? Have you read it? Word jugglery. You don't read. You read Bhagavad Gita many times, many, very often he has said, my Guru Maharaj. They create word jugglery. Do you understand? Create word jugglery. They quote Veda, but they make word jugglery, just twist it. Interpreted in a different way, not bona fide way. As for example, I say Narada. You know Narada? Is Narada Muni? Huh? What do you mean by Narada? Tell me, Narada Muni. What do you mean by Narada? You don't know? His son of Lord Brahma. Isn't it? Huh? Narad Muni is the son of Lord Brahma, a great devotee, Vaishnava. We know this thing. But what do they say? Do you know? Narada jasya so narada. Rada means teeth, na means not. One who has no teeth is Narada. This is what Jagdev. You see, this is what jugglery. They speak Narada, but they interpret in a different way. You understand? The person or the old man who has no teeth is Narada. Narada dasya so Narada. You see, this is what jugglery. This danger is there. You understand? Though Vedic proof, Vedic evidence, is chief proof, still this danger is there. So it is said. There are two types of interpretation. Do you understand? Do you know it? Two types of Vedic interpretation. You don't know. Does anybody know? No. Lakshana, Vyanjana. You understand? We say it Lakshana, Vyanjana. Or in other words, we say mukhyartha, gaunartha. Mukhya means chief, gauna means secondary. You understand? In English, we may say like this. Mukhyartha, gaunartha. Chief and secondary. But mukhyartha, chief is accepted, not secondary. That is not accepted. You understand? So Narada, the meaning of Narada is mukhyartha, chief is the son of Lord Brahma, that is accepted. Not that the person who has no teeth is Narada. No, that's not accepted. Do you understand? Yes. That is there. So bona fide authority is required. Bona fide Vedic authority. Not bogus authority. We should not accept bogus authority. It's bona fide. Do you understand? So, my point is, I am going to tell you this thing. Yes, let me speak something now, then I'll go to hear what Krishna has said. In Srimad Bhagavatam, you'll find it is said very clearly, how these so-called Vedic authorities in 11th canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th chapter, verse 19, it is said, Gang dugdha dohan asanti chavarjyan deham paradhinam asat pradancho vittam totirthikruto mangalabhachan hinam mayarakhyati dukkha dukkhi. Do you know this verse? Famous verse. Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto. Do you understand? It says, you have a cow, Narada Muni, but she doesn't give milk. And then? Do you understand? That cow will create so many disturbances. So much disturbance. Wicked cow. Do you understand? Bhakti Vinod Thakur has said, Mahajan, it is better to have an empty cow shed. Empty cow shed. Do you understand? It's better to have an empty cow shed than to have these cows giving no milk. Do you understand? Bhakti Vinod Thakur has said. So this verse says the same thing here in Srimad Bhagavatam. Gang dugdha dohan asanti chavarjan. If you'll be having a cow that gives no milk, and you are having a wife, but she is unchaste, asati bharjya. Do you understand? And your body, to maintain your body, you are serving Krupana Dirjana, কৃপণ দুর্জন চপল সুখ বলব লাগিরে, বিফলে সে বিল কৃপণ দুর্জন চপল সুখ লব লাগিরে। Isn't it? You understand? You can't understand. Many are serving government or some factory owner, some industry owner, some landlord to maintain their body. Isn't it? Service. Employment. Give us employment. Wicked persons and creepers, you are serving only to give some fleeting temporary pleasure to this body. Do you understand? So, have you independence? If you are serving Kripana Durjana, you have no independence. Paradhina. Dependent on them you are. Isn't it? Since Paradhina Deha, then Asat Pradancha. You have a son. Have you a son? Not only. How many sons have you? Only one son. Is it Sat Putra or Asat Putra? You understand Sat and Asat? True and untrue. In English, you may say, it's true son or untrue son? A good son, sober son, or wicked? In other words, you may say, very good son, sober son. Isn't it? Not wicked. Never disobeys you. Never disobeys you. Isn't it? If the son will never disobey his parents, then he's Satputra. You understand? Good son, sober son. If disobeys, Asatputra, wicked son. So you have a son, but he's wicked, disobedient. You understand? Asatputra. Then comes Vittam Tottirthikruto. The next comes. You have some wealth. You understand? But you have kept it with a miser, with a cripple, who is not at all a fit person to keep wealth. Or a spendthrift will spend. You understand? Or, in other words, you are saving some money, wealth for your son. Oh, my son. Isn't it? If your son is wicked, extravagant, spending uselessly, then what is the necessity of saving that wealth? He cannot keep it up. That means your wealth is now is a wicked person. He is not at all worthy person to keep wealth. Unworthy person. Do you understand? That is stated. These are all the causes of misery. Isn't it? These are all the causes of misery. That cow who gives no milk put it in a lot of misery. Unchaste wife will put it in a lot of misery. Wicked son will put you into a lot of misery. You understand? The wealth kept by an unworthy person, extravagant, will put you in a lot of misery. These are all. And this body, serving Kripana Durjan, will put you into a lot of misery. These are all the causes of misery. Similarly, those who give commentary on Vedas, avoiding Krishna, do you understand? They create a lot of havoc and disturbances in the society. Srimad Bhagavatam says. Do you understand? And the so-called Vedic scholars are there. They say, oh, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna in Vedas? No. No mention of Krishna, they cannot find. But Krishna says, Sarvecha Bhidi Yangava Vidya. Krishna speaks lies. All Vedas come from him. But they cannot find, because they are not qualified persons to study Veda. Now they are speculators. And they interpret in their own way. They make word jugglery. So they are not bona fide authorities. So one must listen this Vedic truth or study Veda under the guidance of a bona fide authority. This Vaishnava, this follower of Srimad Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Do you understand? So here, this Srimad Bhagavad Gita, this is Veda, essence of all Vedas, because this has come out directly from the lips of the Supreme Lord Krishna. Come out directly from the lips of Supreme Lord Krishna. It's from lips. And Vedas generally come from breathing of Krishna. And this has come directly from lips of Krishna. You understand? It's all essence of all Vedas. How Krishna says, and we have to put unflinching faith in it. You understand? Put unflinching faith in it. And this is what Vedic proof, and the Mukhya Pramana, chief proof, and commentary given by bona fide Vedic authorities should be relied upon. Isn't it? That is said. So, here Krishna says, you see, very important, is Bhagavad-Gita, as it is, chapter 9, text 22nd. Ananyas-cintayantamāṁ
Je-jana-parjupāsati
Thi-saṁ-nitya-vijuktānaṁ Yoga-khemaṁ vahāmyaṁ. Very important. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. But those who always worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental form, to them I carry what they lack and I preserve what they have. Very important. You understand? Yoga khemam vahamyam. Krishna says, I take the responsibility. Krishna takes the responsibility to preserve what you have and to supply, give you what you lack. If you just worship him or think of him, worship him with the exclusive devotion and meditate on his transcendental form with the one-pointed devotion, ananyas-cintayantam, ahetuki bhakti. Do you understand? Krishna says, I take up full, complete responsibility. In purport, Srila Prabhupada says, one who is unable to live for a moment without Krishna consciousness cannot but think of Krishna 24 hours a day, being engaged in devotional service by hearing, chanting, remembering, offering prayers, worshipping, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, rendering other services, cultivating friendship, and surrendering fully to the Lord. 9 times, Sravanam Kirtanam, like that. Such activities are all auspicious and full of spiritual potencies, which make the devotee perfect in self-realization, so that his only desire is to achieve the association of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such a devotee undoubtedly approaches the Lord without any difficulty. Very easily. This is called yoga. By the mercy of Lord, such a devotee never comes back to this material condition of life. Khema refers to the merciful protection of the Lord. The Lord helps the devotee to achieve Krishna consciousness by yoga, and when he becomes fully Krishna conscious, the Lord protects him from falling down to a miserable condition life. It's yoga khema bahamya. This is correct. True. Experiment this thing in your life. Experiment. Anybody? Is anybody experimenting? No, we have no faith in it. No faith. We are faithless persons. We have doubt in it. Sansaya atma vinasyati. Elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, if someone has doubt in me, in my words, he must perish. Finish. Have full faith, unflinching faith in it. This is correct. Completely correct. No falsity is here. You understand? This is Krishna, the Supreme Authority, says this thing. And we must accept it. You understand? I'll tell you a story. Who has complete faith in it? How? Yoga Khema, as Krishna says. How he protects what he has and how he gives what he lacks. In northern India, there was a great devotee named Narsingh Mehta. Have you heard this? Narada Muni? It's a recent story. It's not a so old story. You understand? Recent story. And true story. It's not fictitious story. No, it's true. The great devotee is completely surrendered unto Krishna. What this verse says, Ananya Chintatamang Jejana Prajupas Pesang Vityabhijuktana. Every moment, 24 hours, as Srila Prabhupada says, 24 hours a day, is attached to Krishna. He never forgets Krishna. You understand? And very pure devotee, great devotee. But he was very poor, no material wealth. You understand? Very poor. But he had many children. How many children have you? Not only. Only one. He had five daughters. Five daughters. You understand? Five daughters he had. Grown up daughters. Marriageable, they have attained marriageable age. You understand? But he was always immersed in thinking of Krishna, chanting his holy name, reading, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. He was always in ecstasy. He never thinks of anything. Never. Only Krishna. You understand? Only Krishna. 24 hours. His wife was always quarreling with him. What are you doing? You produced five daughters. They have all achieved now marriageable age. Why are you not thinking of their marriage? Why are you not thinking of their marriage? Always sitting here in the room, chanting Hare Krishna, reading scripture, dancing, ecstasy. What is this? It's your responsibility to give your daughters in marriage. The parents, father's responsibility. Go out, search for a bridegroom. Let the eldest daughter be given marriage. Every day his wife quarrels with him. Every day. You understand? Yes. Yeah. Those are wives. Quarreling is there. Then time. Narsingh Mehta said, whoa, don't shout. Krishna is there who has said this in Yoga Khema Mahamyam. Is it untrue? I carry what they lack and I preserve what they have. So it's Krishna's responsibility. It's not my responsibility. What do you say? Not your responsibility. It's Krishna's responsibility. Oh, Krishna will come and do your work. I won't listen to all these things. Wife says, hey, don't shout. Oh, what do you say? Believe Krishna. I don't believe in Krishna. Life is so precarious. You understand? Life is so precarious. So that gentleman, when they thought of all right, this woman will never allow me to sit here now. No, she will never allow. I must get out. Separate to Krishna, You have said this thing in Bhagavad Gita, Yoga Khema Bahamim. So, are you not making any arrangement? Is there no arrangement for the marriage of my daughter? Pray it piteously from the core of his heart. You understand? Immediately, the next day, a proposal came. A gentleman came and said, yes, I have a son. I want to give marriage of my son to your daughter. You understand? Immediately, next day, proposal came. Then his wife became very pleased. Oh, very nice. That's a wealthy man. He's a poor man. And the marriage proposal was fixed. After 4 days, the marriage will take place. After 4 days, very short time. Very short time. But it's a nursing method, no money at all. Marriage means spending a lot of money, lot of expenditure, isn't it? I don't know in your Western civilization, but in our India, a lot of money is needed. Daughter's father will give so much dowry, so much demand, you understand? And give ornaments, nice sari, nice ornaments, bed, almira, trees, TV, so many things nowadays. You understand? Yes. Many people, friends will be invited, they will be paid, great fees. Lot of expenditure. But they have no money. The nursing mentor had no money. The nursing mentor said, all right, you. Now marriage is now fixed. Just after 4 days, marriage will take place. Where is money? They said, go out on money. Why are you sitting here? Go out on money. Will give me money. I am such a poor man. Nothing. Have you any thing, some ornaments? Will you please give me? I will put it somewhere and get some money. So his wife gave some ornaments, some bangles, something she had kept. Well, I take this, get some money. So he went out. So on the way, he saw in some mandir like this, Bhagavat Parayana was going on. Bhagavat, recitation of Bhagavat. You understand? Yes, going on. Many listeners, people are there hearing every day. And he was very fond of Srimad Bhagavatam. When he heard Srimad Bhagavat Parayana is going on, he came there, sat down there, and listened. With rapt attention, he was listened. For 7 days he listened. 7 days. He forgot everything, listened for 7 days, rapt attention. So ecstasy. Marriage was after 4 days. You understand? So when Bhagavan finished, then he came, oh, what date is today? Oh, everything is spoiled now. I had come to get some money, putting this ornament the wife had given me. How can I go back? That wife will never spare me. Now she will beat me. Understand? Then she thought of, all right, I'll speak lie. With morose, very morose, became very morose, distressed. I'll speak, what shall I do? I traveled a very long way. Nobody, no person was willing to take this and give money. What shall I do? So, I am now desperate. Came back. What shall I do? I'll speak this lie. When he came back, he found the marriage of his daughter was done very nicely. Very nicely. Marriage was done. Many people came. they had nice dishes, nice procession, many fireworks, glum, 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 so many light work, firework, great procession. All the people of the village say, oh, such nice marriage function we have never seen in our life. Tenth time. So, Narasimha Mehta said, oh, marriage is finished. Oh, yes. You came with so much money and you did all everything perfect. I came. His wife saying, you came with so much money and you performed the marriage so nicely, all were praising now. Such nice marriage function, and never seen, witnessed in our life. So many people were paid, very nice dishes, plates. And you are dancing next to it, chanting Hare Krishna. I have seen it. Oh, you have seen it? What is this fun? What is this fun? Baba? How Krishna said, Yoga Khemam Bhamyam. How he says and how it is true. Do you understand? Krishna came in the form of Narasimha Mehta with the money and performed everything. Do you understand? This is true story, not fictitious story. A recent story. You understand? Krishna never speaks lie. It's true, but we have no belief in it. Isn't it? We have some doubt. Sansaya atma vinasyati. So we are perishing. We have doubt in Krishna's words, in the words of his true representative. Isn't it? That is with us, so defect with us. We lack in faith. We are lacking in faith. Put faith, complete faith, unflinching faith, and you get the result. It's question of faith only. Only question of faith, nothing else. Unflinching faith, strong faith, and you get the result. It's very simple. Put complete faith in it. Complete faith in Krishna, his words, his representatives. Unflinching faith. Should not be second in any circumstances. You get the result. It's correct. How Krishna protects this yoga khemam bhamyam. Yes, definitely. You understand? Krishna said, and the bona fide representative of Krishna, they have all said this thing. They have all said this thing. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, great Mahajan, bona fide Acharya, I will sing a song. What he has written, he has written the same thing. Will you follow me? I'll recite that song. We'll play Murdam and also follow. Then it will be all rhythmical, nice, enjoy. I don't sing because you cannot follow me. So I don't sing. But I invariably sing. It's very nice. Very nice. You understand? Yeah, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Naraputro nijo deho kutumbo palone দ্বারা পুত্র নিজ দেহ কুটুম্ব পালনে সর্বদা ব্যাকুল আমি ছিনু মনে মনে কেমনে ওর জীব অর্থ যশ কি সে পাপ কন্যা পুত্র বিবাহ কেমনে সম্পাদিব ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুর সেস আই ওয়াজ অলওয়েজ ইন অ্যাংজাইটি হাউ ক্যান আই মেনটেন মাই ওয়াইফ my children, my family. You understand? Always I am in anxiety. You understand? Narada Muni. Sarvada Vyakul, always I. Sarvada means always. Kemani orjiva artha jaso kise paab. How can I earn money? How can I earn fame, name fame, prestige? You understand? Konya putra vivaha kemani sampadiva. How can I give marriage of my daughter and sons? Always in anxiety. Ebe atma samarpani chinta nahiyar. Tumi nirbahive prabhu sansara tomar. Now I fully surrender myself at the lotus feet of Gopinath, Radha Madhav. Then I am now free from all anxiety. Now I am free from all anxiety. Now you, it is your headache now. Oh Radha Madhav, it is now your headache. You will now, this is your family. Then it is your headache, how you can maintain? No, there is no headache. I have no headache now. Now I give it to you. You understand? He said, Eva atma samarpani chinta nahi har. Tumi nirbhaive prabhu sansara tomar. It's your family. It's not my family. This is samarpana. A Vaishnava grahastha does like this. He never says, my, I and my. No, it's all Krishna's. It's all Krishna's. It's Krishna's family. You understand? Here are one family, community. Whose family? Whose community it is? Whose? Your? Narada Muni's? It's Krishna's. Isn't it? Who is maintaining? Krishna is maintaining. Isn't it? That's a fact. If you can give him, but if you can't give, say, I, mine, then Krishna will never look at it. All right, you maintain. Yes, that's important thing. Tumi to palive more nijo daso jani, tomar sevaye prabhu paro sukhamani. I am your eternal servant, Krishna. You can maintain me. You are my master. The master's duty to maintain his servant. I am your servant, eternal servant. You understand? And I get great pleasure in serving you. I get great pleasure in serving you. So, you will maintain me. I am a eternal servant. Tomar ichha prabhu sarva kajya hoy. Jiva bole ami kori sei satya na. By your mere willing, everything is taking place here. Creation, maintenance, destruction, everything takes place here by your mere willing. The builder saw, Jiva says, I say. That's not true. That's not true. Understand? I say, I work, I do. That's not true. You do. Understand? But Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Jiva bole, ori ami, ami means I. Tai satya noy, that's not true. Jiva ki korite pare, tumi na korile. Asa matra jiva kore, tobo ichha bole. But jiva can do. If you won't do, what a jiva can do? Only man supposes, God disposes. I was telling you how Krishna says elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita. He is the ultimate sanctioning authority. He will never sanction, even a blade of grass will not say, but to speak of anything else, isn't it? So, nischinda hoyami sevibo tomai gruhe bhalo mundo hele nahi morda. Now, I'll serve you with full attention, full-heartedly, surrendering myself completely at your lotus. That is only one occupation I have to serve you, to give you pleasure. I am not responsible what is going on in my family, in my home. I am not responsible. I never think of this thing. It's your headache now. Understand? Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhakati vinoda nija svatantra tyajya, tomara charana seve akinchana haya. Now Bhakati vinoda, giving up everything, serves the lotus feet of your soul. Gopinath, Radha, Krishna. like akinchan, dino, distressed. This is how. And Krishna takes responsibility. Yoga came on Bahamyam. He says, to them I carry what they lack, and I preserve what they have. It's true. Isn't it? So have full faith in it. And get the result. This is a question of unflinching faith, strong faith, nothing else. Nothing else. Thank you. All right. That's six now. Yes, any question?
Thank you for telling us the story about the first one. I have two questions, one short one.
Yes.
What happened to the sadhu? What happened to his other four daughters? Did Krishna make similar?
All they got married. Similar way. No difficult, no difficulty. No difficulty.
Srila Prabhupada, in his life, particularly his early life, he was very much committed to his family.
Yes.
Prabhupada travelled to do business, to maintain his... He had a similar problem with his wife.
Yes. Yes.
And Srila Prabhupada...
That's quite natural. Huh? I had such problems. I had some children.
You're also a teacher.
I was a family man. I have seven children, three daughters, four sons. I have.
So Srila Prabhupada, he had to undergo those things. And he made arrangements. And it wasn't really till his later life that he was able to unencumber himself with any of those things. Then he became like you, a young man. He was just going and doing it. Committed to Krishna. So we see that example, but Srila Prabhupada expected us to enter the renounced order of life, whether in family life or not. Like he would say to the householders, they can leave. You put the curtain across the room.
Yes.
One household couple live here, the other household couple live here.
Yes.
So, you know, I have to justify to my mind how all this goes on. So it was like, in some respect, Srila Prabhupada, in his own personal example, his life, he maintained a family ashram and had taxi and he was traveling to make
everything.
But
he was trying his best. You see, he was trying his best to maintain, to please his wife. You understand? But he failed. No satisfaction. You understand? It's quite natural with all family, man.
But it's not that Srila Prabhupada did not have the vision to know these things. He understood what is the purpose of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Yes.
But it's not that he renounced his family and just said goodbye. He, you know, the daughters he saw.
At last he renounced.
Yes. But he could have left. He didn't even have to enter household.
Mahaprabhu said one thing. Antara nishtha bahya loka vyavahar. Do you understand? Antara nishtha bahya loka vyavahar. You keep it in your heart. Complete. Surrender at the lotus feet of Krishna. How smiling he is. Look at it. Do you understand? Keep it in your heart. Don't expose it to your wife, to any family member. Don't expose it. That you are renounced, don't expose it. Your wife will create such a hellish situation in the house. You see, you feel, oh, I can't leave, I'll commit suicide just now and die. This woman will not allow me to stay here. You understand? Don't keep it. Don't expose it. Put it inside your heart and wait for the proper time. And just posing as if you are too much attached to your wife. Yes, very much attached. Wife, oh, my husband, very nice husband. So much attached to me. Mahaprabhu has taught us this thing of Prabhupada. My Guru Maharaj was doing like that. I was also doing like that. I can get Chalo Baba. Do you understand? I'll tell another story. I'll tell from the life of Ramananda Acharya. Do you understand? Ramananda Acharya. He was a householder. Do you understand? Acharya of Sri Sampradaya Acharya. Do you understand? He was a householder. He had a wife. But his wife is very wicked woman. Very wicked woman. Very bad mouth she had. Very bad mouth. Very bad mouth. You understand? Ramananda Acharya tried his best to mend her. But no amendment. No. She didn't change. If some guest comes, guest means atithi, we say, without any prior notice comes, is known as guest. You understand? And that's the duty of a householder, to entertain him. Vedic etiquette. You understand? Atithi seva. If a guest comes, his wife, Ramana Sahib's wife, says, "Why have you come here? Has your father kept the money here? You come here, get out here." Such bad mouth she had. You understand? Such bad mouth she had. So Ramananda Acharya was fed up. What to do? He tried his best. Couldn't. Yes. Amend. Correct her. Incorrigible. One day Ramananda Acharya had gone out of the house. You understand? To there's some business outside he had gone. One Brahmin came, guest, and his wife said like this, "Has your father put wealth here? Why have you come? Get out here." Brahmin was so much aggrieved, you see, so much hot. Oh, his wife of Ramananda Acharya, such a great, nice gentleman. His wife is such a wicked woman. She was just, that Brahmin was just returning on the way he met Ramananda Acharya. He told everything. "I had gone to your house and your wife said, sorry." Then Ramananda thought, "All right, now today I'll finish this thing. I'll finish, no more. All right, wait. Ramananda Acharya wrote a letter. In a piece of paper, he wrote a letter. The letter, as if the letter is written by his father-in-law. It's written. You understand? He said, "You take this letter and go again. I am here. Give that letter." So that is a letter written to his daughter. "I send this Brahmin with this letter, and the marriage of your brother is fixed immediately. Just the marriage will take place the next day. No time at all. So I couldn't send you a message beforehand. So I sent this Brahmin with the letter. Please come immediately with this Brahmin and tell your husband to come. And if he says he has some work, he cannot come immediately, he may come later on. All right, let him come later on. You come immediately with this Brahmin." The Brahmin again went there. He said, "Oh mother, you chastised me, so I forgot to give you this letter. Your father has sent this letter with me." You understand? So he handed over the letter to him. She read it. Very happy. "Oh! All right, you wait, you take bath, I am cooking, you take prasad, we'll go." She cooked nice food, fed him, then nicely. Then she prepared himself to go to her father's house. In the meanwhile, Ramananda Acharya came. So his wife went there, see the letter, father has written, "Prepare yourself, we'll go with this Brahmin." "All right, let me see the letter." "Oh yes, it's mentioned. If son-in-law is not prepared, to come immediately. He may come later on, you come. All right, I have some business, I have to finish. I'll go later on. You go with him. With the Brahmin, go immediately. So in this way, he made a trick and sent his wife, his father-in-law, and immediately left home. Finished. How he was get rid of his wife. You understand? All right. Thank you very much.